The second study, where they wrote about their happiest experience, we see the opposite trend. In other words, those who wrote about it, on what they experienced, how they experienced it, what they learned from it, on three days for 15 minutes each time, actually felt worse physically as well as mentally after a month. Those who talked about it, also about the ABC, the affect, the behavior and the cognition, also felt better and were less healthy a month later. Whereas those who just thought about it, ruminated about their positive experiences, imagined it on three consecutive days, 15 minutes each day, actually felt better and were healthier a month later, 4 weeks later. So she ran a third study to understand. This was a surprising result. It's not what she expected. So she ran a third study to understand the mechanism, what is going on here. Why is it that when we write and talk about negative experiences, it makes us feel better and healthier, strengthens our immune system? Whereas when we just think about it, ruminate it, what's going on here? Whereas the exact opposite is the case with positive emotions. And what she found was that there was a distinction between analyzing and replaying. When we analyze an experience, when we make sense of it, it helps. It actually helps painful experiences and negative experiences, which is why therapy helps.